The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Good morning, everybody. We are back in business here with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's going to be busy. A muzzleloader contest. We're going to give away a beautiful CVA Acura, and we cannot express our appreciation to CVA enough because they've been a great company. It's been 20 years that we've been giving away muzzleloaders, and I'm struggling because there are two dogs on my lap. One weighs about 40 pounds, and the other one weighs about 10. So I got 50 pounds of dog on my Get your nose out of my face. Thank you. Jinx, you're on the radio. Oh, my goodness. Jolene! Oh, God, lay still, please. Hey, I didn't say much about my deer season, and I may have mentioned that I did take a 7-point, little buck, a young buck, in the early muzzleloader season. The freezer thermostat went up, and I lost all my venison. And all of everything else in the freezer, all the vegetables and so forth, a while back. So we replaced that, and I thought we would refer to the hunter that was with me on the first day of deer season, and he is on the line right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you this morning? I'm fine,
I'm good.
Sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So this is your first year of deer hunting, and you and I were out the first day of muzzleloader season.
Yeah.
And I was one that got to see most of the deer. You saw a couple. You shared that story a few weeks ago that, you had an opportunity, but it didn't go well. So we'll just leave it at that.
No, it didn't.
But,
exactly.
But
I learned from it.
But we invited you back, and same farm, same place. And you were in the same spot that you had been in the past, and I was in the same spot I had been. And maybe you want to tell the story.
Well, sure. I was sitting in the ground blind,
right,
not too far from Alan.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, I didn't see anything. And all of a sudden, I heard a bang, and I sent you a message, and you said, "Yeah, I got one." I said, okay, so I just
your message
on
was
down.
Your message was DRT, and I've never heard that before.
Yeah. You never and heard I, that before, okay?
No, and I DRT. I said if you're talking about a dirt nap, the answer is yes. So, but that's not exactly what that meant. It means dead right there, and So anyway, I see this flash coming out of the ground. Headed my direction. I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens here. So, continue.
So, walked down, and sure enough, Alan had got himself a nice 6-pointer, if memory serves me correctly.
Well, it was 7,
and,
but, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
It was 7, but that's okay.
Oh, it was 7? Oh, that's right. I forgot the 1 point on the right side. It didn't have it on the left side.
Right, exactly.
So, it became a quick learning experience on how to field dress, which I'd never witnessed before. And so I'm holding the front legs, and Alan does his thing, and it was a nice-sized buck.
It was a mature deer, heavy. I'm going to guess 3.5 to 4.5. I can't tell you, Chris, whether that deer was on the way down or on the way up as far as, you know, maturity, but I know it was certainly a mature deer. It wasn't a yearling or, you know, 2.5-year-old. It was a little better than that. So that was one reason why I shot it. The appearance of the deer was, you know, that it was a mature deer. The rack size at that point didn't matter much, and I was hoping that something like that would happen to you more so than me, because I certainly have taken my share. But as slow as the morning was, I thought maybe we ought to. Well, it wasn't quite that slow. What time was it?
No.
What time did that happen? 7 o'clock. And I already had a spike come by at 20 yards. But and so I think I sent you a picture of that one. But anyway, that buck came in quickly from way out. I mean, there's a green field that goes past a horse pasture on a neighbor's property. I can just see through the woods, and this deer I saw coming for 250 yards, and saw the rack coming, you know, at almost that distance. And when it got into the woods, I thought it was going to turn and go into the bedding area, and sure enough, it turned the other way and came right to me, and was able to put a decent shot on it. But Chris and I, you know, went over, addressed the situation, and field dressed that deer, and like you said, it was a learning experience. It didn't take a long time to do that job. It just was just a regular field dressing deal. We went back to the truck. I actually have a deer cart, and Chris volunteered to take it. We loaded a deer on a cart and, you know, balanced it out. That's the main thing with a cart. You got to balance that load, right? And It wasn't difficult to pull.
No, I've spent more time getting the deer out of the woods than field dressing.
Yes, correct.
Because of all the obstacles going over the logs and trying to get the briars and everything else.
Yeah.
I got quite the workout this morning.
Yeah, well, good. That's good. But we got it loaded on the truck, and then off to the deer processor we went. So that was fun. The afternoon.
And that was a learning experience. That was a learning experience for me, because I'd never seen all that before.
Never seen a deer processor plant before.
Nope.
So, well, we were there in the first day. There were probably 15 deer hanging, and, you know, more coming in as we went. And Chris had a lot of questions, and we watched the process for a little bit. And, you know, it was an interesting learning experience. But that wasn't the end of the day. We went back and kind of sat it out with no more results, did we? We didn't see anything the rest of the day. I don't recall.
No. And this time I was up in a tree stand where you were.
Right. Oh, that's the other thing you learned. You learned how to use a climber.
Yes. Yeah. That was the experience too.
I saw a lot more.
Yeah. Great experience. Even
right.
though we didn't see anything other than the brown goat.
We don't talk about the goat.
That goat almost got me.
But it shouldn't be in the woods. Yeah. But we determined it was a goat, which was good.
Yeah.
So, continue. Fast forward.
To Thursday, just the other day. Yesterday.
Yep.
So, we go up to a place in Cecil County. Beautiful. Beautiful land. And placed in a platform or a blind box. Again, new experience.
Redneck, redneck blind. It was a redneck blind.
Yeah.
It was
redneck
the... soft-sided ghillie model, and very, very comfortable. Flat floor, you know, certainly 10, 12 feet off the ground. Had been sitting there, of course, the deer were used to it. And found it out of rednecks before. They have windows that zip out, and the camo screen pulls down that you can get a good view. And the morning went by with a beautiful sunrise, and one red fox that went by me about 150 yards, and that was our morning.
And, well, then on my side, I didn't see anything. A beautiful hawk literally flew underneath my front window. I think its wings just about touched the blind. So that was, again, no deer, but the view was tremendous.
Well, you had a wren once come in blind with you. You had a wren wanting
I'm sorry?
To come in the blind. You had a wren wanting to come in the blind with you.
Yeah, well, that too. So, you know, we saw a lot of nature that morning, except no deer.
No deer.
No deer.
So we left about 11:30-ish, went and got lunch, met. We were hunting with Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club. And, you know, Tom's been on the air before. They were a sponsor before. So, you know, Tom and I have maintained a good relationship. We were hunting with Tom, and his son Tyler came out to put us on the next farm down the road near Earlville in Cecil County. And take it from there, Chris.
Well, Alan took one blind. I took one further away down the hill. Wind was perfect. So we were upwind or downwind. I'm still learning this stuff. Anyhow, the breeze was perfect.
Southwind.
Started going down. Southwind. Breeze was perfect. Started getting a little chilly. And here it was, about 4:40. So that last half hour, as you all know, it gets busy. And people are finding their targets all around us, and we're just sitting there.
Now my comment was, deer on their feet, get ready.
Yep, and that's exactly what I did. And literally, as soon as Alan said that to me via text, I look over to my right. I mean, didn't see anything. Look over to my left, and all of a sudden, I saw a little head bobbing. The gun is about 3 feet away from me.
Yeah, so, get ready means get your gun in your lap.
Yeah, well, now, again, I'm learning that. I'm learning that.
Well, let me fill in my side of this deal, okay?
Okay.
I'm texting with Robin, and I said, you know, it's prime time. Please whisper for Chris. Now, Robin is a deer whisperer, and she, more times than not, When she calls it whispering, you know, it might be a prayer. I'm not sure what it is, but she's praying for us or whispering for us out in the field, which is great. I said, please whisper for Chris. And then I started my prayer. And I just basically asked God to bless you and, you know, make sure that everything went well. And that was it. So, continue with your story.
Sure. So I look to my left and I see a head bob.
Mm-hmm.
The head goes down. I reach over, get my rifle, sighted it up, and as I'm in the process of exhaling, all of a sudden the adrenaline kicked in, finger pulled the trigger, and all of a sudden I just see this little white tail pop up in the air, and off into the woods she went.
Yep.
It was obviously a doe. And I said,
and all the advice went out. All the advice went out the window. Don't shoot the first deer.
I'm sorry,
what? All the advice went out the window. Don't shoot the first deer. Wait for the buck.
Well, you know, again, yeah. Everything that I'd learned just gone.
Yep.
So I'm saying I'm going to go out and search for a blood trail now. And text me back. No, sit, wait. Of course, it's difficult. I want to go out and I want to track.
All right.
Again, being a newbie, I sat and I waited.
Yep.
And I waited.
Just sit, Chris. There's still plenty of time left for Alan to get a shot. Okay? So just wait. Your deer is not going to, if your deer is down like I think it is, it's not going anywhere. And, you know, I'm not jumping out of here and running 500 yards to see if you hit the deer because I already heard the shot and I knew you hit the deer. And I told you that, and you're like, I have no idea. You know, but when you hear a gun go off and strike a deer in the distance, it sounds different than it does up close. So I knew your deer was struck. So I said, okay, Chris has hit one. He's got the shot. Don't get out of the blind because I'd like to just maintain my view here for the next few minutes because it is prime time. It is, you know, the last half hour twilight when the deer activity is at its fullest. So take care and take it from here, buddy.
And then all of a sudden I hear a bang, and then I knew that Alan had a target, and I said DRT, and he said, yep.
I was paying attention to Chris, and I turned around, and two deer had come out of the little finger of woods out into the field that I was watching, and I had plenty of time, and, you know, the first one, the one closest to me, was a little bit younger. I could tell was smaller. The larger one was, I ranged her at 134 yards and, you know, a chip shot for the 270. So I took the shot, and the deer never twitched. I mean, it was a perfect shot. And so I said, okay, I'm good. I would normally not take a doe, but we had checked ahead of time with Tyler and Tom, and they said, yeah, we have somebody that would really like to have one. And I said, okay. So I picked my shot on this bigger deer, and I shot, and of course it was successful. And so I just sat and waited and texted Tom and Tyler and said, we have two deer, and sit tight was the word that came back. Sit tight and we'll come get you. So while I'm texting those guys, not paying attention, I look up, and there's another deer in the field, and it's a buck. And I couldn't tell how big of a buck it was, but it went over to the doe that was down and began to paw it and prod it with its antlers and, you know, attempt to get it up. The buck wanted to breed. And, you know, the doe wasn't having any parts of it. She had, you know, ceased breathing minutes before, but as I tried to, you know, look through the binoculars to see if this was a good buck, because I've got one buck tag left, I'm definitely taking it if it's a good one, I couldn't tell what it was. I knew there was a big 10-point in the area. This was a big deer, but without being able to see those antlers, even at 130 yards with binoculars in fading light, I chose not to take the shot. So, and just watched the show. Back to Chris. Trucks come, trucks arrive, the cavalry comes, and, you know, get me out of the blind. We drive over to Chris and take it from there, buddy.
Well, then all of a sudden we started looking for a blood trail.
Yep.
Didn't see anything. So myself and another gentleman by the name of John, we go in one direction, and Alan and Tom go in a different direction based upon what I shared, what I saw. Tom and I are still looking. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, there's no movement from Tom and Alan. And all of a sudden, we hear, founder. So John and I walk over, and there's a doe. Down. No question she was down.
Yep.
And I'm looking, and sure enough, she was dead. And,
yep.
And then all of a sudden, Tom looks at me and says, well, Chris, what do you want to do? I said, I'll watch. I'm still learning. I want to make sure that...
Yeah,
I don't want to mess this up, even though it was not this. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but at least I knew that she was down. One shot. That's my goal. One shot, one kill. No pain. That's it.
Well, so Tom did the honors.
Tom did the honors, and this time I got a chance to see a little bit more than I did when I was with you, Alan, the first time, because I was with you in your buck. I was holding the front end while you were working on the backside.
Right.
Now I was able to see the backside. So maybe the next time I'll be able to address it.
It'd be all yours, yep. Well, we got Chris's deer out of there, made the recovery. The part you left out was the fact that you had, when I told you to sit back, relax, make your marks and so forth, figure out where the deer was and where it went and the last time you saw it and all that, you did that. And, you know, it was standing right about here, and it made a 45-degree run and that type of thing. And we went back to look, and I took your advice, and I'm not sure that's where you said you shot the deer. I'm not sure that's exactly where it was standing. There was no evidence there. I took the 45-degree route. No evidence there. Came back to the main trail where the deer had come in. And sure enough, that's where we located the first sign. And then from there, it was pretty simple to follow the deer. But the whole thing was a learning curve for Chris.
Very much so.
We doubled up, two deer down. And yours is at the deer processor right now. The other fella, or Tom took the other fella, so I'm assuming he got his deer soon, and or he'll be getting his deer soon. And so it was a wonderful experience.
Most certainly, and I am looking forward to doing it again.
Well, good. I'm good. I'm glad we've got you hooked on deer hunting, buddy.
So. Yes, you do.
Chris, I appreciate the call.
Thank you for letting me come on.
Sure. We've unfortunately, as you know, the time marches on. We've got to take a break, and we will we'll be talking with you real soon.
All right. And I look forward to it.
And I just want to say congratulations on your
first
deer.
Thank you very much. And I'm glad you were there to be with me when I took my first deer.
Well, it was my pleasure and my honor to be able to do that. So
we'll talk
again. We'll talk again.
Take care, Alan.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yep. There he goes. All right, folks, it's time. I hope you enjoyed that story. A person's first deer, it was great, and we love to hear that kind of stuff. So, hey, you know, all the in-stock tables and chairs, the poly stuff is all on sale, 20% off for everything that's in stock at Backyard Billy's. And they have kind of switched from the yard focus to the fall focus, the gift focus, and more so the heat focus. The Hearth America side of the business is very busy. Of course, there's barbecue grills there if you'd like to invest in one for a nice Christmas present for the family. There's, you know, the gym sets for the grandkids and all that, free delivery and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. But what I want to tell you about right now are the pellet and wood stoves and inserts available. Regency makes the wood freestanding stove and insert. There's a company called Morso that they sell, that brand name. And then the company that made our gas fireplace insert is a company called Enviro. They also make a pellet stove insert and freestanding stoves. Now, the biomass stoves, the biomass freestanding and inserts have a tax credit attached to them with on your federal income tax and energy credit. And then there's a state grant that's available for some of these. And Backyard Billy's has a dozen models that probably qualify for that. So why not stop by if you're interested in that aspect of it, or just stop by and see the great selection. Backyard Billy's is located right off Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. You make the right off of 50 onto the exit, and you make the first right on Drummer Lane, and Backyard Billy's is right there. You'll be glad you did. Why not take time and head over there this weekend? Maybe you can find a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll be glad you did. That phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They can give you more information on the tax credit and the Maryland grant than I can in a minute. Head on over there and check it out. Spurry's Tire Service is located right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Me too. I'm a local now, kinda. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for whatever tire, whatever vehicle you drive or you work with or work in or work out of. Yep. Whether it's a farm tractor or combine, whatever that might be, any make or model of any car, any truck, any pickup, any work truck, they've got it all. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in the backyard or the barnyard, from lawn tractors to farm tractors and all the farm machinery. ATVs, that's a big business, are ATV tires. They've got them great. I mean, they've got tons of them. Why not? Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. When that check engine light comes on, head over to Spurry's. They'll not only check it, they'll diagnose it, and they'll fix whatever's wrong. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, Robin, and the family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Did I just say that? No appointment needed for tires? Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call. 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
A chicken farmer went out one cold and windy night. He had a bad feeling something wasn't right. Suddenly a giant chicken hit him right in the eye. It was the sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. The farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all the chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky. Black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. They had no meat or feathers, these chickens were dead. They picked the farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and ate him with coleslaw. The moral of this story, be careful who you eat, 'cause there's no more painful death than to be rotisserie. Please go have a burger and pass the colonel by, and maybe you'll survive. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Everybody!
Ghost chickens in the sky.
Wow, ghost chickens in the sky. Gotta love it. All right, folks, it is time to give away a muzzle-loading rifle from the fine folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms. This is going to be an Acura model, which is one of the top-end models, and we hope that as the random number generator turns round and round, the number comes up is 41. Which corresponds to the name, let me look here, hold on, Ed Gray Sr., Ed Gray. We'll be calling Ed. Congratulations, Ed. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. The number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and claim your prize. But we'll be calling you and making arrangements to get that muzzle loader to you here real soon, buddy. How about that? So, congratulations to Ed Gray. Thank you all for playing. It was a wonderful contest again. A lot of entries. Excuse me. A lot of entries. A lot of good folks that called in. And we're more than glad to do it again. Try to do it again next year. So, thanks for joining us and playing along. And better luck next time. So, thanks. Congratulations again to Ed Gray Sr. All right. We're back. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I guess you saw that picture of my daughter's muskie.
I did. That was a great-looking muskie. 48-inch muskie. That's nothing to sneeze at, man.
She is catch and release. She let it go.
Yeah.
And she's debating whether to get a reproduction made of the fish. She got the length and girth, so.
Yeah, that's always good. Yep, there's some good people out there that do that work, you know, no question.
Yep, for sure. A fish like that is a fish of a lifetime, and you want to let it back.
No question, sure. No question. And that's good. That's good practice to let those big muskies go, because they don't get that big by accident, you know.
For another day.
Yeah.
But she and I, we hunted Saturday. She hunted in the morning and saw a couple small basket racks, nothing that she wanted to take. And so we hunted Saturday afternoon. She hunted in her stand, and I was in my the old man stand where I don't have to walk through for you.
Sure.
I got to go down a hill, so I used my 318 John Deere.
Wow, okay.
Drive the lawnmower down. I keep it about, I'll be honest with you, maybe 75 yards from this tree stand that I dead end, but I the hill anymore is a chore for me.
Right, right.
I ride the lawnmower down.
Nothing wrong with that.
It works, and so we're hunting, and I'm on stand, and I hear a dog barking, and I know when I hear a dog barking, it's either gotten free from the person walking in the park, or I think we actually have a couple feral dogs maybe in our woods, but they
okay.
chased deer. It was unintentional. You know, I wasn't using dogs.
Right. Well, hey, look, I depend on dogs. I've taken several deer off of a dog bark, you know, because it focuses your attention on that area, and you start to watch a little more carefully. And I can tell you there have been half a dozen cases where I've harvested a deer after hearing the dog bark. On the one property in Queen Anne's County, it's almost like, here they come. Because you know,
yeah.
you can hear the dogs. So, yeah.
So, I hear the dog, and then I hear my daughter yelling some
words.
I can't read words.
Yeah, maybe they were words.
They were words, and he's yelling at the dog. So here come the deer up to me. So I'm good with it. It was two does, and I was able to take one of them.
Yeah,
and after I got my deer, it ran down into this ravine. I was like, okay. So all good. So I'm looking over in the back hill, and here comes four deer to my daughter, and I hear two shots, and I already knew we're going to be dealing with two more deer.
Sure. Yep.
So I'm on my out. I get down, and it, you know, last light, you know, looking for a deer. I could see her with her flashlight, and I got my blood trail.
Yep.
And I get on mine pretty quickly, and here it is down in the ravine.
Of course.
Under, wedged under a deadfall.
Oh, man.
And so I'm on my phone calling my son, who will bring the ATV and the cart back.
Right.
I hope. So I'm just, he doesn't answer, so I'm going to go ahead and dress. I had never been so happy to see my son coming down the hill with the ATV and the cart. And I'm waiting. I'm thinking he went home from work or, you know, he was
right.
on fishing or something. Well, here he's coming down. I flashed him down with my flashlight so he knew where I was, but. Seeing that ATV in the cart and my son, and not only does I got it dressed out after getting it out from under the log, he
right.
takes a whole deer and loads it up into the ATV and all of it. I'll tell you what, I'm blessed to have kids that can you know help the old man out.
Oh yeah.
I struggled just getting my ass out of the ravine.
Let alone have to drag a deer out. Yeah.
I just wanted to get to my lawnmower so I can get back up to the house. But I get back up there. Those two are already on it. Process, you know, doing the...
yep, field dressing it.
Cleaning it. Hanging the deer for old man, but...
Wow.
What a great hunt.
Yeah, sounds like it. Everybody had a good opportunity there. Yep. So.
And I'm in the process of that. I guess you saw cutting up all the red meat.
Yeah, I saw that.
My sweetheart wife and I are going to grind it all up tonight. So we got.
Well, that sounds good. So.
I guess we got over 100 pounds of venison to grind this evening.
Wow. So. Well, congratulations, buddy, to you and your daughter. So.
Good hunt, and I just wanted to share it with you all.
I'm glad you did. So congratulations again, and
okay.
We'll we've got lots of season left, so there'll be more stories for sure.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I did have a nice meeting. I had a nice meeting with your cousin this week.
Oh, Jenny.
No.
Jimmy.
Yep, he is. That's right. Yep, Jimmy. Yep. We had a good conversation. We had lunch at We had lunch at one of our sponsors up there in Whitehall, Madonna Seafood. It was great. So good meeting.
Yeah.
All right, Lee, got to let you go, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
You too, man. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. All righty. Well, we'll reach out to Ed here after the show. And nice email from Chuck. And, we'll finish that email after we do this. You know, the folks at Clyde Sports Shop, they're your full-line Browning dealer. And Chris and I both used our rifles in Cecil County. It's a rifle county. I use my Ruger 270, which is 41 years old and still shoots like a dream. Chris was using a Remington BDL and 30-06. And I would like to recommend to you, if you're looking for a new high-powered rifle, to consider the X-Bolt from Browning. This is a gun built for big game hunting perfection. It's exactly what you want in a firearm, a bolt-action firearm. The new X-Bolt Pro has four or five different models. They have the Hell's Canyon models there at Clyde Sports Shop, and then they have the classic X-Bolt, which is the walnut stock and the blued finish and the fine classic-looking lines of a beautiful bolt-action high-powered rifle. Comes available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. And the forerunner was the A-Bolt, which I have and have been very fortunate with to be able to take some game with that. But the X-Bolt is should be your next bolt-action deer rifle. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe or whatever the 21227 zip code is. You'll find them just off Beltway Exit 9. They've been around since 1957. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing. Whoop, no gunsmithing. The gunsmith is kind of laid up right now. Ammunition and scope mounting, they can still do that for sure. Why not check the full line of Browning dealers, Browning firearms out at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer. They're open 7 days a week, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. One more time with Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. You know they've got the full complement of pellet stoves, pellet inserts, wood stoves, wood inserts, gas inserts, electric. If you need heat, supplemental or primary heat, place to go is Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you're looking for a gift, maybe a nice Traeger pellet barbecue grill or a Memphis pellet barbecue grill, some of those biomass pellet and wood stoves are available for federal tax credit and Maryland energy grants. So why not stop by and talk to the folks right there off Route 50 at Exit 44 in Graysonville. Backyard Billy's and their Hearth America division is the heat people. So stop by. You'll be surprised at the amount of information and inventory that they can share with you. We love them as a sponsor, and we know that our listeners love Hearth America and Backyard Billy's because you tell them about us all the time, and we greatly appreciate that. So Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook, 827-4500, that's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today or tomorrow, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.
All right, let's talk to Hunter. Good morning, Hunter. How are you? Thanks for holding on. Are you there? Hunter, are you there? Yeah, are you on a boat?
I'm here.
You on a boat?
Yep. We're heading out to do some rock fishing.
Good for you, man. Good for you. So, you in a tournament of some kind?
Yes.
Okay. I got you. Well, do you have a location on the fish? You know where you're going?
Just around the Bay Bridge.
Around the Bay Bridge? Yep. Are you jigging, live lining? What kind of technique are you going to use?
We're trolling.
Oh, you're trolling. Okay, you're trolling. Well,
yeah.
It sounds like you got some fellas there with some experience that are going to be helping out.
Yes, they do.
Yes, indeed. So, well, good luck to you. I hope you finish in the money. I'm sorry we had to let you wait through the commercial, but I appreciate you hanging on.
Yeah, also, I called a few weeks ago. We were on our way to the youth hunt.
Yes.
I ended up getting a spike buck and a nice doe.
Well, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, yep. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to send me a picture, I publish Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So you can send me a picture if you want. My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay. All right, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or look it up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We'll be more than glad to run that picture for you. Is that your first deer?
No, I got a nice six-pointer last year on Youth Day also.
Well, good, good. You're turning into quite a deer hunter. That's great, man. That's great. So thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. We'll send
good luck.
Pictures in for you.
Okay, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
All righty. See you, buddy.
See ya. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, how about that? I think we're at the end of the show here, folks. We're waiting for that music to start. I don't know where Aaron got to. Oh, maybe we are a little early, but that's okay. That's okay. About 30 seconds. All right. Well, I want to wish all the hunters out there good luck, whatever your pursuit is, and all the anglers, too. We don't want to ignore you guys. We do have some changes coming to our rockfish season. So far, it's been a good deer season. For the firearm season, the numbers are up for the first weekend, 7%, after the first early part of the season was down 20. So we'll probably wind up with an average year for a deer harvest, which is what we need. And so we just say, you know, good luck to everybody out there. And look, if you don't listen again, that's fine. Just have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'd love to have you listen every single week. I ran into two guys yesterday at a meat shop up in Sudlersville, two in a row, that listen to the show all the time. So shout out to you guys. One of them went to school with Robin and Queen Anne. So shout out to you two fellas at the meat market yesterday. Thanks for listening. And God willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be here next week with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Record book going to the printer. Check it out on bucks-bears-stags.com. Now look, get out, stay safe, and love your family.